New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has again questioned the fairness of Australia deporting convicted criminals, especially New Zealanders who've never lived in her country. Her comments came at a joint press conference with Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull outside Kirribilli House in Sydney, where the two were holding their first official meeting.
I've raised, again, as we have on previous occasions, elements of the deportation policy that have, in particular, been brought to our attention, where, for instance, someone has never stepped foot in New Zealand. It's something that we've been keen to make the, sure the Australian government's aware of our perspective on that and our strength of feeling around it. But ultimately, it is in the Australian government's hands to determine how they manage that element of the policy.
But Mr. Turnbull's remaining firm on the issue, saying the policy applies to any citizen.
It doesn't just apply to New Zealanders, by the way. It applies to people who are not Australian citizens who have committed offences of a serious kind and they are subject to deportation. We entirely understand how keen an issue it is in New Zealand, but it is our sovereign right, as it is yours, to determine whether and in what circumstances non-citizens can remain, you know, within our borders or yours in New Zealand.
Ms Ardern also repeated New Zealand's offer to resettle 150 refugees currently held on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea and on Nauru. But Mr Turnbull rejected that too.
Close to 200 have been resettled in the United States and it's ongoing. So we are looking to complete that. We thank the New Zealand Prime Minister for restating the offer that was made many years ago, in fact, by John Key to Julia Gillard. But we are focused on completing the much larger arrangements with the US. So we'll do that. We'll take that process through to its completion and then we can consider other options.
And from New Zealand's perspective, the status quo remains, the offer remains.
Despite those differences, Ms Ardern made it clear she feels New Zealand has no greater ally than Australia.
That can be seen through our economic links. Our economies are the most integrated in the world with strong trade and investment flows. And we are equally, I believe, stronger together on the international stage.
Malcolm Turnbull sounded a similar tone, saying he wants to continue the ability of small businesses to thrive in each other's markets. He also said the two countries will continue working together in fighting global threats.
In our discussions today, we reconfirmed our commitment to doing all we can to ensure the North Korean regime is brought to its senses and stops its reckless and illegal threats of nuclear war. We discussed the contribution Australia and New Zealand have made to the campaign against Daesh and what future role we will play to support Iraq.
The two leaders also announced a new Trans-Tasman partnership on cybersecurity, bringing together what was termed the brightest minds from both countries. The need to work together with Pacific Island nations was also discussed, but Mr. Turnbull warned of dangerous times when the subject turned to nuclear proliferation issues. New Zealand's long adopted a firm line in opposing the development of nuclear capabilities. Ms. Ardern stressed her country's position is not contrary to its allies' view when it comes to regional tensions.
I don't see our position or our advocacy of it as a distraction to issues on the Korean Peninsula. In fact, I think it probably enhances our position in terms of why we advocate in the direction that we do. It will be of no surprise to any Australian that New Zealand has long taken a very firm stance on both nuclear proliferation and the existence of nuclear weapons generally. It's become a part of our identity as a nation.
Mr. Turnbull said although the two countries' perspectives may be different, their goal is the same.
Australia is, and indeed New Zealand is, as allies of the United States, a beneficiary of the extended nuclear deterrence of the United States. As part of ANZUS, we benefit from that. These are dangerous times. Our focus right now is, and I think we are totally at one on this, is in doing everything we can to prevent and arrest nuclear proliferation. The most stark example, of course, is in North Korea.